before we start, let's just make sure that you're in the right place. And I have just two questions to ask. Number one, do you have anxiety or worry about having a panic attack? And number two, is your anxiety affecting the quality of your life? Now, if you answered yes to both questions, then you know you're in the right place. And you are not alone. Now, everybody experiences anxiety. But sometimes anxiety is so high that it greatly interferes with life. And then we call it anxiety disorder. And the latest research shows that over 25% of the population is going to have some form of anxiety disorder at some time in their lives. That's 1 out of 4 people. So we are definitely not alone. Now, there are 2 kinds of anxiety disorder that are especially connected with panic attacks. And these are called panic disorder and agoraphobia. And they usually go together. So now, a good way to think about panic disorder and agoraphobia is that they're 2 sides of the same coin. So panic disorder is problems with panic attacks and the fear of having a panic attack. The other side of the coin is called agoraphobia, which is when we avoid things and restrict our activities because we want to have less panic. So it's like 2 sides of the same coin. Now, some people with panic disorder carry on a pretty normal life, but if you look closely, you're probably going to find some things that they avoid, and that's called mild agoraphobia. Now, at the other end of the spectrum, some people have a lot of restrictions on their activities. That's the agoraphobia. But they're not having very many panic attacks. However, again, if you look closely, you're probably going to find that they are afraid of having panic or symptoms that are a lot like panic. Okay, so some people have a lot of panic disorder with just a little agoraphobia, and other people have the opposite, a lot of agoraphobia with just a little panic. And then there are people who have a lot of both, just like I had. But you know, regardless of how much you have of each side of the coin, the tools for recovery are really the same. And I want to share all of these resources with you. Now, let's see if we can give a more simple name to these conditions we're talking about, because, you know, it's really a mouthful to keep saying panic disorder and agoraphobia. So let's use the abbreviation PDA. So when we say PDA, we mean panic disorder, agoraphobia, or some combination of the two. And, you know, PDA is a lot less of a mouthful to say. Okay, so how common is PDA? Okay, the latest research shows that over 5% of the population is going to have PDA during their lifetime. That's a lot of people. So guess what? You're not alone. It's you, me, and about 300 million other people on the planet. Okay, now I have a question. Do you think only people with PDA have panic attacks? I'll meet you on the next page to find out.